It's happening on Saturday, June 28th. We're talking about the Fairhaven Homecoming Day Fair. It's a tradition in Fairhaven. It goes back to 1903.
Mm-hmm.
I was not there at the original festival. Neither was Barbara Axon, but Barbara is carrying on that tradition nonetheless. Barbara joins us this morning. Welcome once again.
Thank you so much, Jim.
The origins of this festival date back 122 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have done some research, I'm sure. What was the first Fairhaven Homecoming Festival like? Any idea?
It was very expansive. It they called it the Old Home Fair, and that kind of idea was popular in 1903, and they had a six-day festival, and they had activities every day. And so the first day actually was a Sunday. They would start with a prayer service. And then Monday they had a march of tradesmen and salespeople. And they had baseball in the afternoon and a concert at night. Then the next day they had a parade with all the reserve people. And they had more sporting events. Then the next day they had an art show. They had vendors, you know, who had goods, and they had a big fireworks display. Then they had an art show.
Okay.
And then they had something that I would love to get some version of this back, but they had steamboat travel up and down the river.
All right. So that...
I mean, it just kept going on and on. It was terrific. Actually, I'm glad I wasn't chairing that one.
But as you may remember, I am an advocate for stretching this out to 2 days at least.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard because a lot of the people we get are people who have other commitments, you know, to be other places. And right now, the homecoming weekend isn't just about the homecoming fair. Of course, I think it's the most important part.
Sure.
But people have reunions. They have the Hall of Fame that's on Sunday. They have a number of people build family gatherings, people build weddings around coming together. So it's hard to, you know, to move that for 2 days.
Maybe
in the future we could move it, but again, and I know when we've had to cancel the fair a couple of times, people were very upset. Why don't you just put it the next day? Because half the people are committed to be somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about the vendors.
Not only the vendors, but in addition, so what we tried to do, if I can continue a little bit the history, is the fair eventually was reduced to 3 days and then discontinued for a long time. And then in 1975, at the town's bicentennial, they initiated, well, let's try it and call the Colonial Fair. And they did it for 1 day. So what we've tried to do is take the best of the six-day fair and put it together. So we have live entertainment all day. Those people have other commitments. Mm-hmm. We have the art show.
I understand. You know. I understand. It would be...
But everybody would like to have it more than 1 day. I understand.
So when did it become the Homecoming Day Fair?
Okay, so the year after the bicentennial, where they had a lot of events, and it was also the celebration of the town, they decided that they wanted to keep the fair. And the fair, the bicentennial year, had been done by a consortium of organizations, a historical commission, FIA, a bunch of the churches. And then FIA, the following year, like took the lead, and we've been doing it ever since.
All right. And that's when the name changed, more or less?
Yes, we decided we would call it the Homecoming Fair in recognition of that being a community event where everybody could come together every year.
So this Homecoming Fair, now sponsored, as you mentioned, by the Fairhaven Improvement Association,
mm-hmm.
which is a nonprofit organization that seeks to improve the town in any way it can, I would imagine.
That's right. That's, you know, that's been our history.
So tell us about the FIA. What is
Well, we were we're probably one of the oldest organizations around. We were formed in 1883, and we were a group of people that wanted to improve the town and see what they could do to be helpful. And we were fortunate, of course, to have Henry Huddleston Rogers be one of our members. So we had a lot of events. One of the first things we did was planted 1,000 fine shade trees with the finance for that provided by Mr. Rogers. You know, our history is to preserve the past and improve the present and plan for the future. And that's really kind of what I think we've done. And the homecoming fair is a part of that, to create a tradition that would allow people to come together and share the, you know, the resources and wealth of our town. I mean, and I don't mean like the physical, you know, the monetarily wealth, but actually the wealth of the beauty and our friendship.
Well, that's very true. My next question really was, what do you think is the magic of the homecoming fair? And I think you've hit on it.
Yes.
It's the center of town.
Right.
It's the beauty of the center of town.
Yeah.
And it is a spectacular setting for these kind of events.
Yes. I mean, it presents all sorts of logistical problems. They keep planting trees in places where we had booths. But, you know, but I think it's beautiful. And also, I think that the people are magic. Everybody looks forward to it, sort of like Fairhaven Christmas.
Okay.
And everybody looks forward to coming and getting together. You know, if you've been away for many years, you'll run into somebody you know. And if you're a brand new person, you'll meet about 10 people.
Okay, so it's great.
I mean, I
know that I've been there, and I know what the magic is, really. It's not a small event for those of you who've never been there.
No.
In fact, it covers a large swath mm-hmm. of the center of Fairhaven.
That's right. Right, we closed the streets from, you know, on Washington all the way over to Union Street and from Green Street down through William Street. So it's a very large area.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you all about what's happening in that area, because it mm-hmm. certainly is a nonstop kind of thing. You could just walk a couple of feet, you see something different
than That's
you
right.
probably didn't expect to see. But you're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Barbara Axon, who chairs the Fairhaven Homecoming Day Fair, and that's coming up on June 28th, 10 to 4. Is that the time?
That's right. Oh, yeah, okay. 10 to 4.
So how many vendors do you expect, and can folks still sign up?
No, nobody can sign up anymore because, frankly, you know, after COVID, we lost a number of people. They
sure.
unfortunately passed away or they stopped doing it. Now we are up to full capacity, if not more, and we actually extended further down on Walnut Street. So right now we have approximately 169 booths, and that's about the fear in the past had gone up to 240. I have no idea where they put those people. And then they decided that about 175 was ideal. And we have about 25 food vendors, and the others are craftspeople and artists, you know, who are showing their work.
It is, again, a large area.
Yes.
I'm sure if you go there, you will find something. You'll find something that is interesting,
yes,
and that you will be talking about for the next few days.
Yes, there's such a variety of things there, and the art show has gotten bigger.
Yeah,
and
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Any unusual attractions this year?
Okay, well, I was trying to think about this. So we have a new group, a new vendor that is called Firebird, and I've never heard of this before, but it's called Permanent Jewelry. You go and they actually solder a bracelet to on your arm.
Okay.
So
it can't come off.
No. No. I remember the old, rope
sure.
bracelets
yeah.
that, you know, and then you could cut them off at the end of the summer. But evidently, this is a big popular thing. So we will be having a booth there, and I'm going to definitely go over there, not getting something soldered on, I think, but I'm beyond that, but I look at that. But I think, again, you know, we try to get a variety of things. We're juries. We have a committee that actually goes through things to make sure that everything is, you know, handmade. And, you know, so we also have a number of people who are doing repurposing art, people who are repurposing seed glass into things or old other glass into things. We have people who are repurposing sweaters into mittens and other stuff. People who are repurposing nautical insignias into clothing.
It's all going to happen. They'll do it right there.
Yes. Amazing. <Wow.
laughs> Okay. Talk about the, you mentioned the food vendors, 25.
Yes.
And there'll be musical entertainment, right?
Yes.
Throughout the
Yes, we have musical entertainment all day. So can I tell you about our musical?
Sure.
So we have a popular array. We're going to start off with a person who has been starting our fair for us for a few years, which is Scott Parker, who is a very popular singer and sings like a variety of folk and other types of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're going to have a person who's new to the fair this year. Her name's KT Sims. And KT has a trained voice, but she's the front singer for Roots Run Wild.
Okay.
So she likes to, she's a singer-songwriter who writes her own material and tries to write material that's evocative of emotion, and if you're a Towns Van Zandt fan, as I am, I think you'll really like her work.
Very good.
And after that, we have Jeff Engley, Pebbles of Rain. He's been there before.
You know Jeff?
Yeah, he's a very, that's an unusual group, and they were here last year. They do both instrumentals and singing, and it's all creatively done by them. They've written it all. After that, we're going to have Eddie Dillon is regionally known, you know, for bluegrass, and he's very big variety of things he can sing. And then at 2:00, we're going to have Sharon Jensen and her students. And this year, Sharon tells me that they have a new Broadway show. So okay. If you like Broadway, come and hear them. And then we're going to have the show closed by Pumpkinhead Ted, who we always like to have them close our show. They play and sing anything.
The art show, mm-hmm. This is a fairly new thing. It's been around maybe, 3 years or so?
No, actually, it's been around longer. Actually, the first show that we ever had for the Improvement Association was in 1958. They had a big art exhibit. But again, art was part of the original one. So they've had the art show, but it's gotten bigger. So I think maybe you were thinking that it shrunk down.
Yeah,
but no, now we've been trying to actually get more people to come. And Sue Galpin, who chairs that, I think has been doing a terrific job and has gotten more people to show. And last year I told you we had to get more fence.
Yeah.
So this year, actually, we've had somebody donate a whole bunch of fence. And so we are going to have a lot of work shown. And also last year we had opened the program to sculpture, which we had some concerns because you have to put sculpture standing. But this year we actually have several people who have entered with sculpture. So I think it will be very interesting. Come and see. And there's really a wide range of the kind of art that's done.
I visited the website for the fair, and mm-hmm. there's artwork posted.
Yes.
On there. Some of it's delightful. I mean, beautiful.
Yes. And we basically also, it's juried. We give prizes in different categories. So it's a popular event.
Thousands go to this event. Not 20,000, but there are several thousand people there at any one time.
Yeah, no, we've had up to 10,000 people.
Yeah, good. So there you go. Parking can be an issue in the residential neighborhoods surrounding the site.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your shuttle service that's happening.
Okay, yeah, so this year, in the past, we have had a shuttle service. Last year, we actually couldn't get a driver. This year, I'm excited to tell you that we do have two drivers and great. The shuttles, and we also have two places to park. So in the past, it went back and forth from Fairhaven High School, and then sometimes people could also go and get the tour of the school that the Alumni Association provided. This year, not only do we have parking at the high school where you can pick up the bus on Larch Avenue, but also at the Trinity Lutheran Church on 10 Temple Lane, right off Washington Street, and you can park there, and the bus will kind of be making a circle going between those three places, and will drop you off right at Washington and Walnut. You'll walk right in, you'll be at the fair. So we hope that allows for more people to be able to come, and especially people who are having trouble walking 2 miles.
From the high school. That's a walk. An older person.
We definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about when this is over, are you relieved?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes. I'm relieved when I don't have to worry that it's going to rain. When it's all going and it's like, this is, and I think my whole committee, we have a small but mighty committee, and we have a lot of other people who help day of, and I think we're all really excited when it goes well and when people tell us they're having fun. And
all right. So have you thought about a rain date in case it does rain? Because it's rained a lot on Saturdays.
I know. Tell me. My worst nightmare. I mean, so far the weather actually looks very good for next week, so far. But we haven't done a rain date again, simply because of the logistics. And we certainly, I can tell you, we've gotten sort of criticism. People want us to do a rain date. But again, you're talking about having to book all those people again. And also, now we have to go through the town and get approval to use every section. So we would have to go and get approval for another time. So right now we don't have a rain date. We will try to hold the fair, if it's drizzly, it's not bad. We'll try to put the music and the art inside and continue. And there was one year where, we did do that. It was kind of bad in the morning, but it got much better afterwards. So, but we have thunder and lightning and steady rain. We're obviously not, going to put anybody at risk.
Call the Fairhaven Homecoming Day Fair, and everyone is invited. Mm-hmm. It's happening June 28th from 10 to 4 in the center of Fairhaven. My guest has been Barbara Axon, the chair of the Fairhaven Homecoming Day Fair Committee. And Barbara, thank you for coming in once again.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Jim.
More to come on Town Square Sunday. Please stay with us.